What do you call the part of the house, you know, on top? Very
roof.
Top. Roof. And what do you call the little things on the edge of the roof that carry water off?
Let me think. Drain pipes.
Drain pipes? Have you ever heard of these, Charles?
Okay, yeah.
Got you on that one?
Yeah, you did.
When two parts of the roof join together, what would you call that part where they come together? You know, they're sloping and then they meet down somewhere. Any particular name for that part? Have you ever heard of valley of the roof?
Yeah.
Who said that, haven't you?
My granddaddy.
Your granddaddy?
Yeah, we lived the house and he's... Yeah.
Thank you. Where do you store your tools and stuff like that, you know?
Tool shed.
Tool shed?
At the barn. Whichever.
Doctor, I guess you must have had a lot of outhouses and whatnot.
Yeah.
when I was first came here, Dr. Trapp, you know him, the history teacher?
Okay.
He said the main, this is really gross. He said the main problem that the school had, this is way back, he said that students didn't flush the toilets because they were used to the outhouses.
That's awful.
It is, isn't it? Have you ever heard any joking words used to refer to that?
I understand what you're talking about.
You know, like cynical remarks. Other names for outhouses, synonyms.
John.
John.
Yeah.
What type of buildings do you have on a farm?
Okay, you have the house, the main house. You have usually a barn where you store hay and grain, stuff like that. And then you may have a tool shed where you keep all the equipment, stuff like that.
Do you live on, you don't live on a farm, you just, you're around the area where they have farms?
Yeah, my granddaddy owns a farm.
Did you say grain?
Mm-hmm.
What is that?
Like corn.
That's the...
Stuff they feed the cows and hogs.
Oh, okay. Or do you have any special name for a building that they might keep that?
Grain bin.
Grain bin? Have you ever heard of a granary?
Mm-hmm. The same difference. Close enough.
What would you say, of course, you have a house? What would you call more than one house? Say two.
Houses.
Then you had a barn, right. And what do you use the barn for?
Well, it's according, like, if a farmer may have, in some cases he may have more than one barn, he may have a barn that he keeps all of his hay, his grain, his corn, stuff like that.
Yeah.
That he's going to feed his animals, and then he may have an animal barn where he keeps all the horses and cows and hogs.
And so what would you call a shelter for cows? You ever heard anything?
Not right off the
end. Like a cow barn?
Yeah.
Or lean-to?
I don't